The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
I'm going to take the liberty this evening, even though it's Parashas Lech Lecha, to go back to Parashas Bereishis and speak a little about that parsha. In Parshas Bereishis in Perek Beis, Posuk Ches, and onward, it states, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden Mikedem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted a garden in Eden, Mikedem. Mikedem either means to the east or from before, because the Gemara brings in Masechta Nedarim and also the Medrash Rabbah that Gan Eden was one of the things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decided to create before the creation of the world. Vayosem Shom Esa Adam Asher Yotzor, and there he put man into it which he had created. Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim Min Adama, and Hashem Elokim grew from the earth. Kol Eitz Nechmon Lemaretev Lemachol, all types of beautiful, delicious trees which had good fruit. Eitz Chaim Maseich Hagon, and there was an Eitz Chaim, a tree of life, in the middle of the garden. Rashi says Maseich Hagon Be'emsa, in the middle. Eitz Hadas Tevaro, and then there was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Since it states that the Eitz Chaim was in the middle of the garden, this is Mechlal, from here we infer that the Eitz Hadas was to the side. And then it states in Or Yotzem Eden, a river came out from Eden, Lahashke says Agan, it would water the garden, and it all grew by itself. Then a little further, in Tezvov, Vayikach Hashem Elokim Es Adam Vayenicheo Began Eden La'avda L'Shomra, and Hashem took man and he put him into Gan Eden La'avda L'Shomra, to work and to guard. The Chazal say that he didn't have to work in the garden, because since the river came through, so everything grew by itself. But La'avda L'Shomra was to keep the mitzvahs of Hashem. And Hashem commanded man, saying, he said to him, Mikol Eitz Hagon Ochol Techel, you may eat from all of the trees of the garden. Um Eitz Hadas Tevaro Leisechal Mimenu, but from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, you shall not eat from it. Ki v'yem achol chumimenu meis tamush, because on the day that you eat from it, you will surely die. Vayim Hashem Elokim, and Hashem said, then the Torah tells us about the creation of Chava. Now, the Torah goes further. The Torah goes further in Perigimel, Posuk Aleph. In Perigimel, Posuk Aleph, it states, V'anochus hoya oru mikol chayas hasode, asher osa Hashem Elokim. And the serpent was wiser from all of the animals of the field which Hashem made. V'ayim ala isho, and he said to the woman, Af ki yom Elokim leisechel mikol eitz hagon, did Hashem say that you should not eat from the trees of the garden? V'tamer isha l'nochosh m'pri eitz hagon nechel. No. She said that she told him that we are allowed to eat from all of the trees of the garden. M'pri eitz hasher b'seich hagon no malakim leisechel mimenu v'leisigu bei pentemusum, but only from the tree which was the eitz hadas, that's the one that Hashem said that we should not eat it, we should not even touch it, lest we die. Actually, the Chazal bring here that Adam told Chava that she's not even allowed to touch it, because he didn't want her to come to eat from it, even though they were allowed to touch it. But this was not right, because the serpent said, "V'yim anocha shala isha lemeis temusin, you will not die." And he pushed her against the tree where she touched it, and she saw she didn't die. And in this, Rashi brings that we learn, "Hesifa la'tziva lefichok boli de gerein, ushenema al teisev al dvorav," that we cannot add to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. You add, you make things worse. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, said, "Al teisev al dvorav," do not add to his words. So then the serpent said, "Ki yodeh lekim b'yem, ki b'yem acholchem mimeno v'nipkachu einechem." Hashem knows that on the day that you will eat from it, your eyes will open up. V'yisem ki lehim yodeh tevaro, and you will be like Hashem himself, good and evil, where you will know both good and evil. V'teiro isha ki tevo eitz lemachal v'chisavuhu leinayim v'nechmod eitz lehaskil. And the woman saw that the tree looked very good for eating, and it was good to look at. And Nechmod ate lahaskil, it had wisdom in it. Vatikach mipiri vateichal, and she took from the fruit and she ate from it. Vatiten gam leisha ima vayechal, and she gave also to her husband to eat from it. Rashi brings he was afraid that in case she dies, she didn't want to leave him alone, lest he will marry someone else. But tipokachna einei shnehem, and immediately both of their eyes opened up. Vayedu ki erumim hem, and they realized that they were naked. Vayispuru aleisena vayasu lehem chageres, and they took from the leaves of the fig tree and they made for themselves garments. Then the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he asked them where they are, and they said, since we were naked, so therefore we are hiding. And he said, "Who told you? Did you eat from the tree which I told you that you're not allowed to eat?" And the woman said, and he said, that the woman that you gave me, she gave it to me to eat. And then he went to the woman and she said that the serpent gave it to me to eat. So Vayema Hashem Alekim al Anochosh, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to the serpent and he cursed him. Ki osis zeis oru ato mikol abehima, you are cursed from all animals, mikol chayis hasodeh, from all living things. Al gechein cheselech vofer tochal kol yemei chayecho, you shall crawl on your belly and you shall eat dust all of the days of your life. And then he went and he gave also curses to the Isha. And then, incidentally, also he said, "Ve'evoshis bein cho uvein Isha bein zaracha uvein zaro," there will be constant hatred between the seed of humanity and you, the serpent. And then he went and he gave the klolis, the curses, to the woman. And then he told man, because you listened to your wife's voice, that you have eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat, that the earth is cursed because of you. You will eat your bread with great difficulties and great suffering all the days of your life. It'll be difficult for you to plant. What you plant will not necessarily grow, and so forth. Then, in Pasuk Chof Beis, it states, "Vayema Hashem Elokim." Hashem said, "Heino Odom Hoyekacha Bimanu." Man is now like one of us, Lodas Tevara, where he knows good and evil. And now, lest he will eat also from the tree of life, the ochal v'chay le'olam, and he will live forever. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that I must send him out of the garden and let him work the earth which he was taken from. So he chased man out by Yashkein Mikedem leGan Eden, and he dwelt to the east of Gan Eden, as Akruvim veislat acherav misapeches lishmor, and he placed the Kruvim. These were angels, angels of punishment, Malachi Chabolo, and they had swords, fire, and which would turn around. Lishmos derech Eitz HaChaim, to guard the way to the Eitz HaChaim, to the tree of life. So this is the story. Now, it needs a lot of explanation, even to understand it. Naturally, there's all types of concealed wisdom and secrets in this. In anything that we deal with before the world as we knew it, even the world that we know, we understand only a very, very little of it that we see from science. That's the physical level, that science has been active ever since the creation of the world. And there's almost not a day in the history of the world that they discover something new, which means that they held was wrong the day before. So they are always coming to something which is new that they did not know. And these are some of the best minds of history which have tried to understand. And that's the physical world. So how much more so the spiritual world? But especially when it comes to the world before we knew it, because Gan Eden was something that is not in our world, because we are the descendants of man, and man was sent out of Gan Eden to work the earth that he came from. And that's our world today. So we never even knew what Gan Eden is. That's certainly, it's difficult. It's full of secrets and concealed wisdom which is beyond us. But even to understand the simple sense, it would be difficult. So let's see if we can come into some insights this evening with this important story. Because it's apparent that this whole parsha with the Eitz HaChaim, the tree of life, and the Eitz Hadas Tevara, the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and so forth, all needs some explanation. And most of this explanation is from the different writings of the Maral Miprag. The first thing to understand is that man was created B'Tzelem Elokim, in the image of Hashem. As it states in Perek Aleph Posuchov Vov, Bayim Elokim, Hashem said, Nasa Odem B'Tzalmenu Kidmusenu, let us create man, let us make man in our own image, and in our own form. Bayidu B'Degasa Yom Aleif HaShemayim, and he will rule over the fish of the sea, from the fish of the sea to the birds of the heaven, and he will rule over all of the animals and all of earth, and all everything which is on the earth. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in his image. He created him in his own image, Zohar and Keva Boro Esom. Male and female he created them. Now from here we see from this image comes two great forces in man. One is, like is in the Mishnah in Masecht Ovis, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Yudalid, Hu Haya Emer, Rabbi Kiva said, Choviv Odom Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim, Chiba Yeseira Neidas Lei Shenivra B'Tzelem, that man was very endeared to Hashem, and Hashem showed him a special endearment because he created him in his own image, and he was the only creation in the all of the multitudes and manifold creations that took place during the creation of the world that was given his tzelem, his image. So therefore we see Chiba Yeseira Choviv Odom, a special endearment and love HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for man. As it states, B'Tzelem Elokim Osras HaOdom. This is one attributes we find in man. Secondly, we find in man that was given to him malchus and gadlus, kingship and mightiness, greatness. Because this is the Tzelem Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him like himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. He's a king. And that's why man was made upright, while all other creations were made to walk on all fours. Because he was given a kingship from the Almighty, his image, and the others, therefore, were avodim lei. They were all servants to him. A servant must bow to a king. Now, the Maral says that this tzelem, this image, aside from the fact that in countless ways he was made similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it shows itself essentially through a light. Because if we would describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would be Kula Or, where he is entirely light. And that's why there is a light on man's face. For example, a person is not living. He is, what color is he? We say of a deathly paleness. The light has gone away. When he's living, there is a radiance, a light. And this comes from the Tzelem Elokim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's image which he has placed in him. An example of this, there are many examples, and we have gone into this at length at our shulim. But we give just one example, the Gemara in Cheskes Abatim, Bava Basra Daf Nun Ches Amad Beis. Amar Rav Beno, there was a Rav Beno who was a very, very great, a great sage. And he was very concerned about, in Eretz Yisrael, they had to be very careful to know just where graves were. Because in Eretz Yisrael, during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, we had to be very conscious of Tuma Vataro, to keep ourselves pure, because we were, the Kahanim were eating Chuma and we were eating Kochim. So therefore it was important to know where graves were in order not to walk over them. See, this is why it's a halacha that you have to be Matzai in a grave, that the grave has to be marked, that here there's a grave. So there were many ancient graves that were not marked. So Rabbi Bono was Osuk Bizeho Inyan. He occupied himself with finding some of the ancient graves, measuring them to find out how far they extended, and then marking them. So he went into Moris Machpelah, the cave of Machpelah, to find out just how big is it inside, to know how much to mark it outside so people will know not to walk on it. I think Gemara tells the whole story, how there was Abraham and there was Sora and so forth. Any rate, he came to Odom. Odom is buried there. And he's katalti bishnei akovim shel Odom Arishon. And he saw the two heels of Odom Arishon, the daimin lishnei galgalei chamo. And they were like two gigantic balls of fire, like the sun itself. So here is two chidushim. We learn two things from this. Firstly, that this image which was given to Odom Arishon, he was the one who was given the image, was so powerful. The main light that comes from the image is on the face of the person. Chochmas Odom Tehar Ponov. The heel is the total extremity, the total opposite of the face. The face is full of light. The heel is always in darkness. So what he's saying, that even the two heels of Odom Arishon was like two suns. That's the first thing we learn from here. Secondly, what is meant two suns? That the light of Adam Arishon was greater than the light of the sun. It was like two suns. Now we know that the sun is the king, because in the Maaseh Bereishis it states that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created the two great lights. Then there was a whole faribble, because Hun said, you can't have two kings, there can only be one king. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Leich miyat es atzmecho, so make yourself smaller and there'll be one king. So the sun remained the king of the world, and he governs the world. Like we see, he is the one in charge of the seasons. He's the one who's in charge of time, the whole axis of the solar system. Still, even though he's the great king, man is a king over him. Again, even though he is the great king and there is nothing more powerful than the physical world than the sun, man rules him. And this is what is meant, that by Adam Arishon he was given such a power, like he was Shnei Galgal Lechama, like two sons. The Medrash says this also, that the Medrash says, Or HaKovev Shel Adam Echai Galgal Chama, that the light from Adam Arishon was so great that it would dim the light of the sun. The light of the sun next to him would look dim. Now this comes, these two attributes come from the Tselem Elokim. One is the Chibur Yesera, the particular special endearment between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man. And secondly, the Keach HaMalchus, that he was given this power of greatness and of rule, to become such a great ruler of Savim. Because of the first element, that he was given this Chibur Yesera, this endearment, this made Adam very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Extremely close. Because he was made like him, and there was such a bond of Ava, of love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man. Chibur Yesera, that he's giving his own image to Adam. And it was therefore, it was Adam the one who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one who gave the name to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Adnus. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Where did that come from? That came from Adam. He was so close to him, and he recognized him. He said, you are the Adam, you are the Lord of the whole world. And you're my Lord. My God. It's an interesting Medrash in Medrash Kehelas. Medrash Kehelas Rabbah. The Medrash brings in Kehelas Zayin Posuk Mem Aleph. States, Ma hoyso chochmosen shel Adam Arishon. What was the wisdom of Adam Arishon? Ad meitzi kishibikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu livrei says Adam Arishon nimlach b'malachi ha-shores. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create Adam, he discussed it with the malachi ha-shores, with the angels. V'om alehem nasa Adam. He says, we will create man. Om alafonav ribeinu shaleilam ma enosh kisis kerenu. The angels were against it. They said, what, you're going to create a man. What will become of him? What is his worth? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the man that I want to create, Chochmosei Merubim Mishalachem, he has more wisdom than you. Ma Osir, what did he do? Konas kol behema chayiv eif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and he gathered all of the animals and the wildlife and the birds, behamidun lifnehem, and he brought them to the angels. V'omalehem, kiru lehem shemesh, call them names. Omdu v'leyodu, the angels could call the animals or the wildlife or the birds names. Halach etzel Adam,
Then he went to man. What are the names of these? Omar, he says, Ribayna Elamim, Master of the World. He says, this one, the right name for him is Shor, bull. Lze Ari, he says, this one, the right name for him is Ari, lion. Lze Sus, he looked at the horse and he said, his name should be the Sus, a horse. He looked at a camel. Is there Gamel? He says, this one should be called a Gamel, a camel. He looked at the eagle and he said, Ul Zeh Nasher, this one should be called an eagle. V'chein l'chulam. In other words, his wisdom was so great that he could look into the each animal and discover immediately their entire makeup and character and personality, and give them the proper name which is exactly descriptive of what they are. Hashem Meir Aletzim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bomalei Atom Ashmecha. He told Adam, you're so good at calling everybody else names, what should be your name? Omalefonam Adam. He says, my name should be Adam. Because I was created from the earth. Adam means earth. Sakori Borku said, you're so good at even naming yourself, I'll ask you another question. Ani Mashmi, what should be my name? Akkadosh Baruch Hu told Adam. So he took a look at Hashem and he said, Omar Lafonov, he said before Hashem, Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Why? Because you are the king, you are the Lord over everything. Adohu deceive, and this is what is said in Yeshayahu, the Medrash brings. In Membeis, Posuches, Ani Hashem Hushmi. I am God. There is spelled Yud Hey Vav Kei. Hushmi, and this is my name. Ukfedi La'achele Etein. And I will not give my honor to others. Usilasi Lapsilim. And I will not give my praise to idols. What does it mean? I am a God. Hushmi. It's my name. And my honor I will not give to others. And I will not give my praise to idols. What does it mean? So the explanation is I am God, Hushmi, and that's my name already from the creation of the world, which Adam called me, Odin, and he recognized me, and he knew at that time, because he was there, that I created the whole world, and therefore my name declares that I am the creator of the world. So, Kredi La'achel Etein, why should I give my kovet to others? Usilos La'psilim, and why should I give my praise to idols? In other words, as the generations went on, one could think, there are other gods in the world. There are idols. There's the sun, there's the moon, there's fire, and so forth and so on. Or like the kafir, the atheist. But Adam Arishain testified, he was there at the time of the creation. And he said what my name should be. Oden HaKol, because there was no one else. So therefore, Hushmi, that's my name. So Kfeidi La'acher Le'etein, I should give my honor to others. Or my praise to idols. Therefore, Oden Marishen was very, very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he could look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the Odin, you are the master of the universe. He was Dovuk Legamri, totally bound up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this was because of the Tzelem Elokim, Chiba Yisera, the endearment which was given to him. Then the Torah tells us, that there was the tree of life in the middle of the garden. What is this? The Chazal tell us, Eitz HaChaim, the tree of life, Zeh HaTorah. This was the Torah. As it states, Eitz HaChaim Hila Machazikim Bo. The Torah is the tree of life. And this reason, which brings in Parshas Truma, that when we were commanded to make the Oren in the sanctuary for the Torah, so even though the Oren was supposed to be gold, because you need something gold for the Torah, it was gold on the outside and gold on the inside, nevertheless, it had to be made of wood, because the Torah is represented by Eitz HaChaim. But what does it mean this was the Torah? What, it was a Sefer Torah? Now, what it means is follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yoreis Echad Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah is one. What is meant by this? His chibur, His connection to the world is through His Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bilti Gashmi, someone who is totally non-physical. He created a physical world. There has to be some point of connection. His connection, His bond with the world, is His Torah. And the Torah is He Himself. The Torah is Gilui Retzeinei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the revelation of His will. So, the joining point for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His world was His Torah. And this was represented as the Eitz HaChaim, the tree of life, which was in the middle of the garden. Now this that it says B'Seich HaGan, in the middle, this is specifically in the middle. Because the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, is perfect. It's neither to the right or to the left. As it states, Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nefesh. The Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, and therefore it brings life to a person. Pikudi Hashem Yishori Mesam Chelev. The mitzvahs of Hashem are Yoshor, exactly upright, not to the right and not to the left, and therefore it brings rejoicing to the heart. And therefore it has to be B'Seich HaGan, B'Emtza, exactly in the middle, not to the right and not to the left. Therefore, we find that the eating from this Torah would bring life forever. Like we see at the end of the story, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, let's send Adam out of the garden, because Pen Yishlach Yo, if he goes and he eats from this tree, he will be Chai La'elam. He will live forever. Because the reason for this is because death is voidness. It's a nothingness. It's a disappearance. Death is the end. And that's the antithesis to positive force, to real force, to reality. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah was in the middle of the garden. And any deviation from that, then you're going away from His Torah, or from He Himself. And this brings you to a voidness. This brings you to a disappearance. And therefore, the source of life was in this tree. Now we see that there was another tree in the garden, And this was the Eitz Hadas Tevara, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And this was not in the center of the garden. This was to one of the sides. This represented distancing oneself from the tree of life, from that which was exactly central, and therefore from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exactly central, and he's the source of all reality, and he's the source of all positive force in the world and of all life. And the Eitz Hadas Tevara, the tree of knowledge of good and evil that was at the side of the garden, this represents distancing oneself from this. And therefore this already was a chibur. This was joining oneself el hara, to the evil, which is just contrary to that being tamimus, tamim tiyam Hashem elakecho, to be close and bound up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really we find later in history that this was the quality of Yaakov Avinu. By Yaakov it states, Yaakov Ishtam, he was a person of Tamimus, which means that he was totally close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesheva Olim, and he dwelled in the tents, and the Chazal Darshan, the tents of Torah, of Shem Ve'Ever. He was totally bound up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he was bound up to his Torah. And the Torah was the avenue to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that was the case, he was totally an Ish Yoshor. And Tam also means Yoshor. In the States on Yaakov, he was called Yeshurun. He was right in the center. If that's the case, then he was bound up with the Eitz Chaim, with the source of life. And it states on Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu Lemes. Yaakov never died because of this. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Adam and Chava, eat from the tree. We call Eitz Hagan Ochel Techel. Eat from the tree. He wanted them to eat from the tree of Torah. And he wanted them to be bound up to him through this tree and live forever. And therefore he said, do not eat from the Eitz Hadas Tevara, ki b'yem acholchu mimenu, because on the day that you eat from it, meis tomus, you will die. Actually, they died on the day they ate from it, because the Chazal say that a yem echod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years of ours. And that's why Adam could only live to 1,000 years after eating from the tree. And then he died. We do not find anyone who lived longer than 1,000 years. Adam actually lived 970 because he gave 30 years of his, 930 because he gave 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. So therefore, he said, eat from all of the trees. We call Eitz Hagan, and especially the Eitz Chaim, the tree of life. But do not eat from the other tree, because that will then you are distancing yourself from me, and that brings the opposite of life and positive force, and you will die. Now the story goes further, and it states, I'm just wondering, could you close? I think it's a little too drafty. Could you close those windows, please? Yeah. And those top ones. Now the story goes further. And it states, Vahanochosh hoyo orum, mikol chayes hashode. The serpent was wiser than all of the animals and all of living, all of the creatures. Orum, arimimus, means wise, but it means something else also. It means too wise. It's not a wisdom which is only pure and good. but it's a wisdom which is already combined with evil. It's what we would call in English cunningness and shrewdness. This is what the word oru means. Armimus, to use the wisdom for cunningness and shrewd purposes. And this was the quality of the serpent. Because of that, he had a special yachis, he had a special relationship with the Eitz Hadas Tevara, because that was that quality. It was a tree of wisdom, but different than the wisdom of the Torah. The wisdom of the Torah is only good. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am giving you something which is only good, only good. The wisdom of that tree, of the Eitz Hadas Tevara, in other words, this represents wisdoms which are divorced and devoid from the qualities of Torah. That's a wisdom which is known as a Chochma Yisera. That's Zuklug, brought in Yiddish. That's a wisdom which has good in it and evil in it. Tevara. And that's known as Armimus. That's using wisdom for evil purposes. Hitler, Yimach Shemai, was a very, very wise man. German scientists were the wisest in the world. They were on the brink of discovery of an atomic bomb, but they would have used it to destroy a world with it. So this was the Eitz Hadas Tevara, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of goodness. And this was far away. But the serpent, this was his quality, he had a special chibur, a special bond to that tree. Secondly, since the serpent's quality was far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he was far off center, so therefore he had a special bond with something to the side. And since he was far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he had those qualities, and those qualities are opposite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kulatay, he's the source of all goodness, therefore he wasn't dovuk, he wasn't bound to Hashem, but it came out that he was an antithesis to Hashem. Because of that, there was a great isnagdus. There was a great antithesis between the serpent and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because opposites work against each other, cold and hot. So because of that, he became the ultimate of rebelling against Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the king of the world. He rebelled. Not only did he rebel, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin calls him the classical Meisis Umeidiach. The Meisis Umeidiach is not only the one who rebels against Hashem, but he is the one who rebels and causes others to rebel also. And this is the greatest Avera when it comes to being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no one that can be further away from Hashem than one who's morid u'mamri racherim, where he rebels against Hashem and causes others to rebel. The Meisis HaMeidiach. In the Braiser, which states Chov Dalet Dvorim HaMakvin Es HaTshuva, there are 24 different types of averes which prevents one from doing tshuva. The Rambam brings them in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tshuva, and he brings some because they are such a great avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let the person do tshuva. The very first one that he mentions is the Machti Es HaRabim, the one who sins against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he causes other people to sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, following in his qualities, he came to Adam v'Chava and he induced them to be married, to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, rubbish. This that Hashem said not to eat from the tree. Rubbish. He says, you can eat. It's good. The reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu said not to eat, because you'll die, you won't die. No, you'll be like him. He ate from the tree and he created the world, and that's why he doesn't want anybody else to eat, and so forth. Now comes the question. This is a very good question. Why did Adam and Chava submit to the seductions of the serpent? Why did they? Medrash brings that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Adam one sivui, one command. Don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. And this was on Yom HaShishi, Erev Shabbos, when he was created. And on Yom HaShishi, Erev Shabbos, he ate from the tree. One command. Why? They couldn't control their desires so much not to eat. Mikol Eitz Hagan Techel. There were so many beautiful, wonderful trees there. It wasn't that they were starving. Now, and this is a great principle. We said that the Tzelem Elokim, the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he imbued man with, that gives man two great attributes. One is closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chibur Yisera, this endearment, this special endearment from all creations, I chose only you to give you my Tzelem, my image. Secondly, Keach Malchus, made a king out of man. Shem stands straight, he stands straight. Everyone else is on all fours who bow to him. Rule the world. He can even rule the sun. Gives him the power of Malchus. Now actually, these two powers which man was imbued with are actually contradictory. Why? Because to be bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the special endearment, to be Dovuk L'Gamri, that means to be an Eved to him, a servant to him, and to follow all of his commands. On the other hand, to be a king means you're not that's the opposite of being a servant. A king is a servant to no one. A king wants to rule. A king is Bishus Atzmai. He's in his own domain, not in someone else's, under someone else's power and dominion. So actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued man with two great powers, but they can be afechim, they can be contradictory to each other. And these two powers in man tear at him and struggle. And therefore, from one perspective, from one aspect, man wanted to be an Eved to Hashem. He wanted to be Dovuk. He wanted to be Dovuk to Hashem, totally bound up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and listen to all of his commands and do his will. But from the other aspect, he was imbued with the power of Malchus, of kingship, from this Tzelem, actually in the Pasuk, where it states that we read that man was given the Tzelem Elokim, right there it states, let's make man b'tzalmenu kudmusenu v'yildu b'dgas hayom uva'eif ha'shamayim uva'behema, and he will rule over the world from the fish of the sea to the birds of the heaven and the entire world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him when he gave him his Tzelem, he says, puru vu amilu asoretz v'kifshua, go and conquer the world and rule over all of the world from the fish of the sea to the birds of the heaven. So from that power within him, He doesn't want to be Bishus Hashem. He doesn't want to be in the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to be Bishus Atzmai, in his own Rishus, where he can do as he pleases. Because of this, there was this great struggle in man. And the Gadlusoi is his Katnusoi. This great attribute that he was given can become his downfall. This is why it states in the Mishnah, we read the Mishnah before, from Mishnah Yudalet, Hu Ayayim Echoviv Orim Shediva B'Tzelem Elakim, where the Bekiva said that how much endearment HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed man because he created him in his own image. The very next Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva said, HaKol Sofoi V'Areshus Nesuna. What does it mean, Reshus Nesuna? HaReshus Nesuna, that even though he was given such endearment and such a bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but permission was granted for him to break away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reshus Nesuna, permission was granted to him to do as he pleases, to be his own king, to do kol aveda shiba, to totally break his bonds with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that came from that Tzelem Elokim, because that also only man has. Only man was made in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only man was made with the power to rule the world, and only man was given HaReshus Nesuna, granted choice to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No other creations can rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They do what their nature demands of them. But man was given that power. Because of that, the serpent was able to move man away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Eitz Hadas Tevara and persuade him, induce him to eat from that tree. Then it states, Vateichal vatiten gam liisha vatipokachna eneshnehem. He ate, she ate, she gave it to her husband, and their eyes were immediately opened. Immediately when they ate, their eyes were opened. This means as soon as they ate, they fell from their levels. Why? Because before then, they were totally bound up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they were at the level of someone being bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to his Torah, his tree of life. Now they went to the side of the garden and they bound themselves to that tree, which had the tree of wisdom of good and evil. Before, they had whatever they knew was totally good and pure. Now they became bound to what was good and evil also. And therefore, they were ashamed, they were naked, and so forth. The Maral brings out, though, an important point here. It wasn't the eating of the loan that did this. It wasn't the power of the fruit of the tree that did this. What did this more was the fact that they broke the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because once they broke the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they broke the Abduslay. They were no longer his servant. But they had come now to become Bishus Atzmo. They had become free of him. Where they're free people now and they can do as they please. The eating of the tree was one thing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them that from this tree you shall not eat. When they went and they ate it, they broke the tzivoy. An eved that breaks the tzivoy, the command of a king, has broken the bond between him and the king. He's no longer his Eved. And now they went into their own rishus, and they've distanced themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, they fell. They fell from the level that they were on before. And therefore, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he said, Vayema Hashem Elokim, Heino Odom Hoyekachet Mimenu Ladas Tevaro. Now they are people like us, and they know good and evil. The Rambam brings that posuk when he comes to explain the great power of the chira, of free choice that man has. That this posuk is referring to the free choice man has. He says they are utilizing that free choice not to serve me, but they are utilizing that free choice to break away from me. If that's the case, then atopen yishlach yodev lakach lokach gam etzachayim, we have to send them out of the garden. Because of all of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed man. How did he curse him? He said, Harura ha'adoma bavorecho, that the earth should be cursed because of you, and only with great suffering and difficulty will you bring your parnosa from the earth. What happened? At this point, man fell from a very great level to a much lower level. Because before this, he was bound to Hashem and to his the Eitz Chaim, the Seich HaGag. Now he broke that bond, and he distanced himself, and he went and he bound himself up with other powers. So he fell. And if he fell, then the whole world fell with him. Because the whole world was created for him. And he was the king of the world. Nofal HaMelech, Nofal Amai Imai. If a king falls, his nation falls with him. So therefore, when he fell, the earth fell with him. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Arura Adoma Bavurecho, cursed is the earth because of you. Because of you, you have brought yourself down and you have brought the earth down. The serpent, man, broke his bonds with HaKadosh Baruch Hu partially, not totally. The serpent broke his bonds with HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally. Not only did he move away from Hashem, but he went and induced a world to move away from Hashem. Adam and Chava. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the serpent, you are the Mesis u'Mediach. You have moved yourself totally away from the source of life, from the whole world. Then Orato Mikol Behemo Mikol Chayas Asoda. You will be cursed from all animals and from everything in the world. And Al Gachin Chetelech Vofetechel. You will crawl on your belly lower than all of the animals. And Evo Oshis. There will be constant hatred forever between you and mankind. He was totally ostracized from the world. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he said, no longer now can he eat from the Eitz HaChaim. We have to chase him out of the garden. And it states that Vayishalchehu Hashem Elokim Migan Eden La'avedes Adom Asher Lukach Mishom. He chased him out of the garden and he went to work the earth which he was taken from. and this is the earth that was cursed because of him. Now comes the question, why couldn't he eat from the Eitz HaChaim anymore? Let him stay there, and he'll eat from the Eitz HaChaim, the tree of life, and he'll live forever. If before it was so, if you say that he was never supposed to eat from the Eitz HaChaim, all right. But before HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to eat from the Eitz HaChaim, we call Eitz HaGan Tochel. Tochel. So why can't he eat from the Eitz HaChaim now? So this is a something very profound. The Maral writes, why would he live forever? States, Chai Le'olam, had he eaten from the Chaim, he would live forever. Why? Because the Eitz HaChaim is Torah, and Torah is life. But we see that we learn Torah, we don't live forever. The answer is that when Adam was before the chait, before the sin, he was totally bound up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that point, he was capable of coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah bishlemus, in totality. Being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah is him, the Torah is the Rotzah and the will of Hashem. So you can come to that Torah totally. If someone can come to that Torah totally, then that Torah becomes the Mosein, the Panosa, the total Panosa of that person. If that's the total Panosa of that person, he would have to live forever. Because the Torah is the essence of Chaim. Eitz HaChaim, it's the essence of life. If a person would eat something that has the powers of everlasting life, and that would become his total sustenance, he would have to live forever. The fact is, death is the antithesis of the Torah. Because the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of life. Death is merely an israkus, a distancing oneself from Hashem, like it states, V'atem advekim boy, v'ayim kulchem chayim hayim. Those who are dovek b'Hashem are alive. That's why it states, Amesim chofshim min ha-mitzvus. Dead people have no portion in the Torah. Not because they're not capable, physically capable of fulfilling it. They are the antithesis of what Torah is. Torah is the Eitz HaChaim. But once they distanced themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they broke that bond, and they went over to the side of the garden to eat from the Eitz Hadas Tevara, no longer can they come to Torah in totality. The Torah that we learn, we have to learn from a distance. And therefore, it does not become our total mosein, it does not become our total panosho. And therefore, it is not able to give us life forever. And because of the level that Adam fell to, now he needs a lower level of panosho to keep him alive, together with the Torah. But he cannot come to enough Torah in its totality, in its shlemus, where that will be his total mosein. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we'll have to send him out of the garden, laveres ha'adamah, where he will take his parnosa from the earth, out of the garden, which is at his level now, asher lukach mishom, which he was taken from. And there he will have his mosein, his mezeinus, to keep him alive. So that's why before it would have been, he was commanded to eat from the Echaim. But now he will be able to, and be chai le'olam, and live forever. This is a explanation into the story of Adam and Chava in Gan Eden. In the short time that they spent in Gan Eden, the task that was given to man was to bring himself back as much as possible to that level, see, which Adam and Chava were on before the hate. And halavai, we should all see some of the or some of the light of Gan Eden on this world. Thank you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.